this is Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you very much. How are you today, Matt?
Pretty good, thank you. You know, I wanted to chat today. Unfortunately, there was another recent attack on Twitter, and I know this is a topic that we have been discussing in past podcasts, and I wanted to spend some time today talking about the most recent attack, which was quote-unquote a best video in the subject, and it was a link to a website that downloaded malicious software. Do you have any more information on this particular attack that you can tell us about?
Well, I mean, there's not a lot to say other than don't trust everything you read. If you see things about best video or funny video or funny card, stuff like that, and you don't know who it was that sent you that, and just because someone's following you doesn't mean you know them.
Right.
It's not a good idea to click on that thing. And this is one of the Achilles heel of social networking, is that people are far too eager to trust anyone that approaches them. So it's not going to be the last attack that we see, and it's not necessarily a Twitter security issue. It's a user education issue. So, I mean, in this case, there were a bunch of tweets sent out that told users about a best video, and when they went to a website, it looked like they were going to YouTube, which they weren't, and it delivered a PDF document that would exploit a vulnerability in Adobe's Reader program. So people need to learn to patch. You know, people that are using current and patched versions probably didn't get hit. I'm not sure which vulnerability it hit with Adobe's program this time, but we're seeing tons of attacks against old vulnerabilities that are fixed with patches. People don't understand that even programs like WinZip need to be
right,
updated because they have security issues. So, you know, Twitter did what they could by temporarily suspending accounts that had been compromised, but they can't stop users from doing things that they shouldn't do, you know?
No, absolutely. And I mean, is this similar to the type of attacks that we've seen recently with regards to Twitter? Have they been phishing attacks, or I know some of them were Twitter vulnerabilities themselves? I mean, is this kind of just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to probably phishing attacks that are targeting Twitter?
Well, this one wasn't really a phishing attack. In this case, what happened is once you went to the website and it downloaded the PDF, then it exploited that and it came up with a dialogue saying that you needed to clean your infected system and tried to sell you antivirus software that really isn't antivirus software. So this was a huge for-profit venture that is different than phishing in that it's not trying to trick you into giving up account information by typing it in. It's trying to trick you by getting you to pay for useless software and then take control of your computer. I didn't look at the exact rogue program, but the odds are that it also would install a bot and make your computer part of a botnet.
Now, do we know if this is one criminal group that's been behind this, or?
I suspect that it's one criminal group behind this specific attack. It's hard to say I don't know for sure, but it wouldn't make sense to have more than one criminal group in an attack of this scale. But I don't think one criminal group's behind all the different kinds of attacks that we're seeing out there. I think there's more than enough criminals to go around for all of that.
Absolutely. I mean, is there anything, I know that we've seen similar attacks on other social networks like Facebook and MySpace. Is there anything, I guess, at this point that Twitter or Twitter users should learn from those past attacks that have targeted other social networks?
One of the best things Twitter users can learn is patience. You get a link, why don't you give it a couple days before you click on it? Because the odds are, if it's a bad one, by that time it's going to be down and not work anymore, and it's a good thing that it didn't work because it would have infected you otherwise. So if it's from someone you don't know, ignore it even. But if you just got to see it, give it a couple days.
Very interesting. Good advice as always. Anything else, I guess, on this particular topic before we let you go, Randy?
Just, you know, when you get communications from quote-unquote a friend, computers lie. They lie all the time. Make sure it really is that person. Don't just assume that it's that person unless there's something significantly contextual that tells you, yeah, this is actually my friend who is actually talking to me, and this is expected communications.
Well, thanks so much, Randy. We appreciate you taking time with us today to talk about this topic and to offer some tips on how we can stay safe using these types of social networking sites. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams.